The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Well, how confident do parents across the region feel about how they're preparing their own children to be financially literate? Well, eSpring Investments decided to find out and came up with a Money Parenting Index, the fruits of a comprehensive survey of parents across different countries in the region. Today on Money FM 89.3, we're joined by Mr. Kiran Veeramalu, the head of digital marketing at eSpring, to talk to us about what they found at the end of that survey and at the end of constructing their Money Parenting Index. Mr. Veeramalu, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to hear you are in good health in these times, and welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, JP, for having me.
Talk to us about the eSpring Money Parenting Index, how it's constructed, and what some of the main findings or interesting findings that came up at the end of your survey.
JP, eSpring is one of the largest asset managers in Asia, and financial literacy is the topic close to our heart. We have been doing quite a bit of financial literacy work through CSR, volunteer basis, but over the few years, we wanted to find a creative way to tackle the financial literacy. Then we thought, why not we tackle this at the source, start at the home through the parents, teach the children. So that's how the money parenting concept came about. And we thought the home is the first school, parents are the first role models, and that may have a better potential to tackle the financial literacy.
Based on the results of Mr. Veeramalu, it seems that it's not Singaporean parents who feel that they're most confident in their ability to teach their children about financial literacy, but actually Thai and Indonesian counterparts. Why do you think that's the case?
So from our research, confidence index is just one of the output. We have quite a lot of different insights from the research. So how we constructed this index is we looked at the different parameters of how parents score the importance and the success of the money parenting. So what it means, if a parent views the money parenting as absolutely important and had 100% confidence that they have done a good job, they will get a 100 score out of 1 to 100 scale. So regional average that we see is 65 out of 100. So Singapore is 64 out of 100, which is relatively almost there. It's not a big difference from the regional average. So one of the factors we see here is culture plays a big factor in the confidence level of the parents. For example, in Japan and Korea, there's still a widespread traditional culture of breadwinner versus the homemaker. That means one parent takes the lead role. So overall confidence becomes low. Japan, in our research, confidence is 50 out of 100, much lower than Singapore. On the other hand, like you mentioned about the Thailand and Indonesia, they have very different social culture and family orientation. They tend to do a little more hands-on approach to money parenting. That's what we think caused for them to have a little bit higher score. Having said that, Singapore is on par with the regional average.
The study also revealed, Kiran, that Singaporean parents are most keen on receiving formal instruction and tools so they can feel more confident in their ability to teach children to be more financially literate. Is this different from what other parents in different countries in the region feel in terms of what they need to be better parents in terms of educating children to be financially literate?
That's a good question, JP. In fact, Singapore is no different from any other country in this regard. Parents across the region think they need practical advice and useful tips so that they can go on the money parenting journey and teach their kids about the money. So in fact, after our research, what we have done is we have created a dedicated microsite called moneyparenting.com. It has various resources for parents, including the videos, content, and a quiz for them to profile themselves. So it's a dedicated resource center for parents to start their journey. And we want to continue to build much more resources there.
And very quickly, Kiran, I just wanted to ask you about what are some of the key stumbling points revealed in the study and what it reveals about parents who are perhaps trying to make sure that their children are a little more financially literate than they were moving forward?
Going back to the research, in the interest of the time, I call out the three things. One, almost all the parents, 95% of the parents think this is an important topic to teach kids about the money. But more than half of them are unsure about their success. So there is a clear disconnect here, which where you know we want to help the parents in that journey. Second point, almost half of the parents want to learn themselves about money matters before they can teach their children. This kind of, you know, makes absolute sense, JP. So it's like, you know, when you're flying in the airplane, captain says, put your oxygen mask first before helping others. So parents also want to do the same thing. They want to learn themselves before teaching their kids. And the last third finding, which I also personally found it interesting, is parents who have rated they've been successful in money parenting, they do it as a team. When I say as a team, they don't play good cop, bad cop, but they sing the same tune. So when they do when they're aligned, they see the highest success rate of the money parenting. Just to call out a couple of other takeaways from the successful parents who have rated, as I say, you know, they've been successful in money parenting. Their advice is, one, start early, start small, make it part of day-to-day life. It can be as simple as, you know, taking the kids to supermarket, telling them what costs how much, or, you know, explaining the difference between what is needs and wants, or, you know, bringing them to ATMs and the banks to show how the money works. So essentially, it has to be part of the daily life rather than an academic one-off exercise. And the other point, which, again, going back to the research finding, is mother and father need to align on their own style. And, you know, what is a better way to approach my child's money parenting journey? So I would encourage all the listeners who are parents out there to go to Money Parenting website of eSpring and take a quiz and be part of this interesting money parenting journey.
Mr. Kirit Veeramalu, Head of Digital Marketing at eSpring, thank you so much for joining us today on Money FM 89.3 to talk about the Money Parenting Index that you have just forged recently.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.